The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Wilson of KGLA in Algona and Ty Rushing with the Northwest Iowa Review. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right. Thank you very much. I guess we hear a lot right now, obviously, about the latest in the coronavirus and that sort of thing. Can you maybe talk about the impacts that maybe that's having right now on the ag economy with kind of limiting things going in and coming out of China right now? And do you think that's going to be a real problem going forward for farmers in Iowa?
Depends on how long it lasts. Right now, I would say as a result of phase one trade agreement just kicking in, 2 or 3 weeks ago, that there hasn't been enough trade that you could say that will make an impact. But it's probably going to slow down the 40 or 50 billion dollars a year that China said they would buy. And there's surely going to be a lag. Ty at Northwest Iowa Review.
Yeah, my question is also related to the coronavirus, I guess. What do you think of the, I guess, like, what do you know from the federal response? Like, I guess, are we prepared for this?
I think they're short of some supplies that are quickly being made up in one of two ways, either through negotiations with individual companies to beef up the production. If that comes up short, then the 1950 Defense Appropriation Act that gives the president emergency authority would order the companies to produce whatever they can produce. I believe that from the standpoint of just the infrastructure we have in place that would be there built up over 100 years or so, that we're the best in the world in regard to that. And hopefully our prevention is going to keep the numbers lower, but we're always reminded by our health people, plus the president, plus the vice president, that it's one thing today, but it could be something else tomorrow. In other words, it's kind of unpredictable. Brian.
Can you talk a little bit more about the prescription drugs that you've been, your package there that you're trying to get through the Senate right now? And do you feel like that's going to be something that will be on the Senate floor here this year?
It better be on the floor by May 20th, or I don't know that we'll be successful getting it done. But we do have picking up additional co-sponsors. We just had Senator Ernst saying she was supporting our bill. McSally of Arizona the week before that. I do believe that we will pick up some more here shortly. I believe if we got it to a vote, it would have a lot more than the 60 votes that it takes to get it through the United States Senate. In order to get it up, I've got to get some more co-sponsors so that the leader, Republican leader, McConnell, who sets the agenda for the Senate, will feel comfortable bringing it up. I think we have most of the Democrats' support, so I got to get more support. I was on the telephone with the president today, and he said that it would he wants to get something done on drug pricing. Ty?
Okay, Senator, it's been a while since I got a chance to talk to you, but with the caucuses, the way things went this year, do you think there's a future for the Iowa caucuses as they are now?
Yeah, one if will be settled on November the 3rd. If President Trump's reelected, he's already said he wants Iowa to be first in the nation, and with the leader of the Republican Party saying that, I don't think there's any doubt. Another way, though, that I think it's just as certain, but not quite as certain, as long as both Republican and Democrat parties of Iowa want to maintain it as first in the nation, and there's been 50 years of cooperation in regard to that, then I think we will be. But that effort's usually been coupled with Republican and Democrats in New Hampshire working together to be the first in the nation election, primary, I should say. And as long as we continue that bi-state, bipartisan cooperation, I think we will be. Brian?
Yes, Senator, is there any chance that there's going to be another round of the market facilitation program of payments this year, or is that something that's, farmers are going to have to do without here this year?
The president said that there would be. I don't think that that necessarily means that it's going to be that way. I think it's directly related to whether or not China buys what it says it's going to buy, and markets and prices rebound. If they don't, then I think there's a chance we'll have another one. Ty?
Okay, Senator, I know we're a couple of years away, but I guess, do you know if you're going to run for re-election or not yet?
Why don't you ask me in about 18 months? Because, normally I've been very, quick to say I'm going to run for re-election, but, you know, I'm 86 years old, so I think I should make sure that I can get through, whatever the next term would be. And then I've also got to decide if the people of Iowa want me, but I guess the latter thing you don't really find out unless you actually run. So ask me in about 15 to 18 months, I believe.
I'll hold you to that, sir.
Okay. Brian?
Yeah, I guess now that impeachment is done and all that, I guess what's your focus for the next few months in the Senate? I guess what are some things you're working on and hope to get through here?
Prescription drugs and infrastructure. I'll be working on some other things, including my oversight work, which never gets much publicity, but it takes up a good share of my time just making sure that the executive branch of government functions the way it should. But the reason prescription drugs has to be number one is because we save $100 billion, lowers Medicare out-of-pocket costs, lowers premiums, lowers the cost of, even in the commercial market, caps out-of-pocket costs so people can have peace of mind. By increasing transparency, I hope we drive down drug prices. And most importantly, this is a very hot political issue in an election year. People expect us to do something about it. And I think that that's going to drive it more than anything else. And this is the only bipartisan bill that can get 60 votes in the United States Senate, the Grassley-Wyden bill. Ty?
Okay, so, Senator, as you know, we got a contested GOP primary here in the 4th District, and candidates are turning in the paperwork. I guess as we get closer to the primary, will you offer any endorsements?
No, and I made that clear a year ago. I'm sorry I didn't tell Brian, but your tie had to be the last question. So thank you all very much.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Brian and Ty, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.